السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، before we commence, we usually mention this, and mashallah, the ulama kiram were conducting programs over the past few nights, and may Allah Ta'ala accept the efforts. We've been given the responsibility to continue. And we usually give the example of this, races that you have, where, you know, they pass the baton from one to the next. So we'll consider that, use that as an example. Okay, mashallah, the ulama-i-kiram conducted the programs. They've done their leg of the race exceptionally well. Now they've passed it over to this weak servant. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants tawfiq that firstly we don't drop the baton, and secondly we finish the race inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. Ultimately, these last 10 nights are in order for us to search for Laylatul Qadr, to secure the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and inshallah invest in our hereafter. So tonight, mashallah, you heard the recitation of the 22nd juz of the Qur'an al-Majeed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commenced, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the honor and the responsibility of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala mentions that, Ya nisa al-Nabiyyi, man ya'ti minkunna bifahishatin mubayyina, yudha'af laha al-adhabu di'afain. That, O wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever amongst you commits a clear sin, a clear wrong, then the punishment for you will be doubled. There will be a double punishment for them. So from this we take a lesson that, and similarly, likewise, the reward for obedience will also be multiplied. So the lesson that we learn from this is that the closer that a person is to deen, the greater their responsibility. You know, with every title comes a corresponding set of responsibilities. And that's how it is in life as well. A person is on his own, his responsibilities are much less. But once the person becomes a husband, there's additional responsibilities. The person becomes a father, there's additional responsibilities. So every title comes with a corresponding set of responsibilities. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed a very noble and great title, and it came with a corresponding set of responsibilities. In this particular juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mission of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. All the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the objectives of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, we sent you as a giver of glad tidings, as one who warns people from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one who is a sirajan munira, a light that illuminates everything around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on in the surah, Allah says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That indeed Allah and the angels, they send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O ye who believe, send durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it's the least that we can do. We claim to be the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the least that we can do to show our appreciation is to recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. In fact, it is mentioned that that person who hears the name of the Nabi of Allah and does not recite durood, indeed this person is a miser. May Allah protect us. In fact, Allah then further says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That person who causes any taklif or any inconvenience to the Nabi of Allah, then Allah has cursed him in this world, and Allah has prepared a painful punishment for that person in the hereafter. From this we learn that respect and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an essential part of our iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about further in this particular surah, Allah speaks about accountability in the akhirah. Allah says that on the day of Qiyamah, the disbelievers will say, Ya laytana ata'ana Allah wa ata'ana Rasulah. That, you know, woe unto us. Had we only followed the Nabi of Allah, and had we only followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we understand that we are responsible for our choices, for the choices that we make. And following society blindly, this will not be an excuse in the hereafter. And indeed, a person will be held accountable for the choices that he makes in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about further the nation of Sabah. And this is a lesson in gratitude. That Allah had blessed this nation with incredible prosperity. Allah ta'ala gave them fertile lands, beautiful gardens, jannatani ayyamini wa shimal. Allah made their travel exceptionally easy. They could travel between, you know, the cities with absolute ease. They had safety, they had comfort. And Allah says, all you have to do, kulu min rizqi rabbikum washkuru lah. That eat from the sustenance that Allah has granted you, and express and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala says, fa'a'radu. What happened to them? They turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ungrateful of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened? The consequence? Allah destroyed them with what was known as Saylul Arim. This flood that came and destroyed everything that they had. Therefore remember that blessings remain with gratitude. And they disappear when there's ingratitude. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are appreciative. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the power given to Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. With regards to Dawood alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made it such that the mountains, the birds, they glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with him. Allah made it such that iron was softened in his hand, and he would use this to make steel and make armor. With regards to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah made it such, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ. The wind was subservient to him. He was able to command the jinn. And Allah had granted him a magnificent kingdom. And Allah towards the end said again, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. That the family of Dawood should make the amal of shukr. Should make the amal of shukr. Ulama ikram explained that, you know, this gratitude is not only confined to words, but rather it is expressed through action. We have to express our gratitude through action. And finally, towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, you know, those who, you know, worshipped false gods, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that there is not much power to them. And Allah ta'ala speaks about the fact that we are beggars in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. That, oh man, you are beggars in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who is the possessor of wealth, and Allah is the one who is worthy of praises. So with this, we terminate tonight's tafsir, and inshallah we'll have a 10-minute break for the brothers to freshen up, those who wish to park their cars correctly, those brothers who wish to go home, then you have this opportunity, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.